Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the prophet Isaiah, lesson 12, Desire of Nations. Monday, who is forgiven? In Isaiah 59, we read in the first two verses, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. Although he is an old man, his ear is excellent. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. This is the problem. The iniquities, they have separated between you and your God, your iniquities. And later on, we read that there is a Redeemer in Zion. In chapter 59, later on in the verses, God tells them, I will redeem you. And this is what Martin Luther, the Reformator, discovered in the Epistle to the Romans. In chapter 3. He lived as a monk, and then he became a doctor of theology, became a Bible professor at the university in Wittenberg, in Saxony, in Germany. And he studied a chapter in the Bible, and then he taught what he discovered to his students. And when he came to chapter 3, he read the following. Epistle to the Romans by the Apostle Paul, chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. Righteousness by faith for that. The belief. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whew. Now that's how I end, isn't it? All have sinned, all come short of the glory of God, then forget about it. And then verse 24. Being justified freely, by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Oh no! Wow! Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And then we read in verse 28, Therefore, we conclude, so this is the summary, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. The trusting element is the important element. And when Luther discovered this, he wrote afterwards, "Oh, it was for me as if the gates of paradise were opened to me." Have you discovered this?